One basic idea of ethics in government is that campaign contributions should not influence official decisions, for instance, the awarding of government contracts. But the Federal Highway Administration is fighting a law that codifies that idea in New Jersey. The state wants to outlaw big contributions from government contractors. The FHA says New Jersey can't do that, at least not when federal highway funds are involved. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Almost any big road project involves federal highway funds, but the contracts are handled by state and local governments. In New Jersey and some other states, from Connecticut to Hawaii, some contractors have used campaign contributions to get an inside edge. This is called pay-to-play. Since last fall, though, New Jersey state officials have used an executive order and legislation to crack down on pay-to-play. But the Federal Highway Administration says New Jersey's crackdown violates federal rules on competitive bidding. Brian Keeter, a spokesman for the Federal Highway Administration, says it isn't as big a conflict as it seems.
It's absolutely not adversarial. In fact, the Bush administration applauds any effort to fight corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse.
But the agency has told New Jersey that pay-to-play restrictions aren't cost-effective. Keeter says the agency wants to help, it just can't change federal law.
We have a legal obligation to ensure that the taxpayers, that their funds are used by states in a way that meets all federal laws and guidelines. And as the federal contracting laws are written right now, the state's executive order does unintentionally violate those laws.
Those conciliatory words aside, New Jersey sued in federal court. The Federal Highway Administration responded with this assertion: campaign contributions aren't related to the quality or efficiency of a contractor's work. It says disclosure of campaign contributions is sufficient. Robert Stern is president of the Center for Governmental Studies in Los Angeles, a city with its own new rules against pay-to-play.
I've never seen a fight where the federal government has come in and tried to stop reform legislation that was designed to end corruption.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment at the desk.
New Jersey is also asking Congress to overrule the agency. Congressman Bill Pascrell from Paterson, New Jersey, hopes to add a one-sentence amendment to a massive transportation bill that's moving toward the House floor. After a committee vote Wednesday, Pascrell said he has wondered if some political motive is lurking behind the agency's resistance.
Well, you know, I examined that possibility. I don't think so. I thought it was odd, though, in that if New Jersey was trying to restrict the competitive language, that would be one thing.
But New Jersey says its rules are more competitive. Craig Holman at the watchdog group Public Citizen has worked with lawmakers in several states to stop pay-to-play.
I mean, states will set criteria such as requiring contractors to be licensed, requiring contractors not to be in violation of civil rights laws, and in New Jersey, it's simply requiring contractors to bid competitively without the disadvantage of the wealthier contractors making campaign contributions to those who are going to be issuing the contracts.
And now you might wonder, if laws against pay-to-play are such a good idea, why doesn't the federal government have them? Actually, it does. Two laws, one of which actually works. The Securities and Exchange Commission restricts contributions by bond dealers to local and state politicians. But a general ban on contributions by federal contractors is almost meaningless. Most federal contractors are corporations. They're already barred from giving money to candidates. What the law doesn't cover is money from corporate political action committees and from corporate executives. Those dollars flow unabated. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.